Hello, my name is Andrea. I'm part of the team at Mammoths, the Museum of Prehistory and Early History and Historical Archaeology. In our podcast, we explore 40,000 years of human history. In this episode, everything revolves around the current exhibition, The Mysterious World of the Iberians, which is shown from March to November at the Mammoths Museum Mistelbach. My guest today is the exhibition's curator, Carma Rubira. She is an archaeologist and works at the Museum of Archaeology of Catalonia in Barcelona. Hello, Carma. Nice to meet you and welcome to Mistelbach. It's wonderful to have you here with us.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here in Mistelbach.
Carma, you curated the exhibition and I have prepared some questions for you. And the first question is, who are the Iberians? Were they one people? Where did they come from? And can you give us a brief overview of the Iberians?
The Iberians were several ancient peoples established along the Mediterranean strip from the present French Languedoc to southern Spain. They were there 2,500 years ago. They lived during the Iron Age, that's from the 6th to the 1st centuries before Christ, which means at the same time that Greeks, Romans, and Punics. Ancient Greco-Roman historians mentioned them and their names in their texts. Much later, archaeology has discovered their interesting remains in cities, villages, and cemeteries. This culture was fascinating from many points of view: architecture, art, technology, beliefs, or crafts. They disappeared because of the Roman conquest of the Iberian Peninsula. At the end of the third century before Christ, there was this war, and indigenous tribes were involved in it. So after the victory of Rome, the new power imposed them different laws, different languages, and their identity slowly faded away.
What do you think is special about Iberian culture? Do you have some examples for us?
Yes, this is one of the great Iron Age civilizations in Europe, even it's quite unknown. I think their original art and style of life was the result of a multicultural mix. It was created by the interaction of these indigenous with Punic and Greek traders, and they had also some influences from the Celtic world. They highly developed urban planning, advanced technologies, and the art that they made was very sophisticated.
What is different or perhaps similar between Iberian culture and other ancient cultures, such as those of the Greeks and Phoenicians?
They share some beliefs. By an example, the goddess related to agriculture and fertility was important for all of them, despite she could be called different by each people. And some technologies like iron smithing or fast pottery wheel were used everywhere. Also, Iberian sculpture has features that match with the colorful Greek pieces, but at the same time is original and very expressive. I would like to say too that high society members tried to imitate the foreign style of life and used important luxury objects like ornaments or towelware from Greek cities. They also could imitate some of these objects.
How did you structure the exhibition so that visitors can gain a good insight into the Iberian world? What did you particularly focus on?
This exhibition covers all aspects of Iberian culture in a concise manner to make it enjoyable, with original pieces, replicas, films, and elements to be touched and experienced. We did a simple structure. So we have an introduction talking about who were these peoples, the tribes of these areas, the different peoples, people that lived in Iberia at the time. And also an important space is devoted to language and script. The social life, the social structure is also in another part of this exhibition. And we have some part devoted to beliefs and religion. So we can see a whole idea about what Iberians lived, how they lived, and what they did.
So, which objects in the exhibition represent Iberian culture for you? What are the highlights from your point of view?
It's difficult to choose objects because all of them are interesting. We have more than 300 objects. But for me, there are some pieces of art that I would underline by in examples, the sculptures. One of them is at the beginning of the exhibition, is a rider, and it's something very, very unusual, very special, I would say. It came from the south of the Iberian world. We have also bronze offerings, bronze figurines that show us how Iberians were dressed and what they did. Women, very nice dressed, some warriors with their weapons. This is also a very nice collection from my museum that has to be seen with attention, because there are many, many details. We also have the skulls, the human trophies found in Ullastret city that are impressive. And maybe some weapons like falcata swords can be also original objects for the audience in Mistelbach.
You have mentioned the city of Ullastret. This city is very famous, and the city consists of two parts, which is featured in the exhibition. What is special about this city? And were there only towns, or were there villages as well?
Oh yes, Ullastret is considered the largest Iberian city. It was the capital of the Iberian tribe called Indiquets in the northeast region. And this town, it was formed by two parts, surrounded by walls. One was up on a hill and the other one, a lower one, located in the middle of a lake. Both has its origins on the 6th century and reached its peak at the 4th and 3rd centuries BC, when the population exceeded 6,000 people. They were abandoned, and we can visit now the remains of temples, streets, naval houses, and also these imposing walls. It was a marketplace, a political, religious, and military center, with a central role in the trade alongside the nearby Greek city of Ampurias. I have to say that also one cemetery has been also digged in the same area. And we assume that many of these graves were a tribute to the most powerful families from Ullastret.
And what do you know about villages in Iberian cultures? Did they exist?
Capitals, called sometimes oppida, were surrounded by many minor settlements, which were devoted to agriculture and crafts production.
So, Karma, what's the current state of research? Are there ongoing excavations? Do we have new findings to share with us?
A lot of research is being done at the moment. There are many teams at the university or in museums like mine that do research in every theme that can be done. And we use the most advanced technologies that are possible to use to understand and to analyze every remain that came from the diggings.
And I would also be interested to know whether Iberian culture is still present in people's lives nowadays. Are Iberian influences still there?
It's not easy to recognize Iberian influences in our present life. We have some toponyms, some names of places that remain the original names of the tribes that lived in the same areas. But I think it's important to say that many settlements, many sites can be visited today. So there are festivals, there are touristic networks, and people like us can visit these sites, these museums, so have an impression of what Iberians were, and we can still participate in festivals, in feasts, in activities that approach us to the Iberian life.
Thank you, Karma, for your time. It was a pleasure to get more insights and facts about Iberians and their culture.
It has been also a pleasure for me, of course.
If you have now become curious, visit the exhibition at the Mammuts Museum Mistelbach. All information can be found on the website.